old son's last chemo treatment. But when they arrived at the U.S. border in Highgate Springs, Vermont, the women say they were asked repeatedly about their religion.
He told me, "Are you Muslim, right?" I answered yes.
Had you ever been asked before
no,
if you were Muslim?
No, no, never. No, that was the first time that I was asked that unexpected questions.
Did the agent ask you about your political views?
He asked me, "What do you think about Donald Trump?" I told him it's not my business.
Alawi says they were told to hand over their cell phones and passwords. She says officers would have seen several inspirational speeches and prayer videos. Fadela Boutaleb says she was asked, "Do Moroccans like Americans?" After nearly 5 hours of waiting, they were denied entry. The border officer explained why.
They found videos and concern against us.
Videos that were concerning?
Yeah.
Against the United States?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Alawi says she's now too afraid to even visit her parents, who live in Chicago.
I think the message that he wants to tell me that you are not welcome in our country.
A spokesman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection said they could not discuss the case, but they say they do not discriminate on the basis of religion, and its top priority, Scott, is preventing terrorists from entering the country.
Jerika Duncan for us tonight. Jerika, thank you. Coming up next on the CBS Evening News, a new treatment that could prevent one of the side effects of chemo.